looking at the forecast, I think a high of 105 today and a low of 20 tomorrow. The weather has been on a roller coaster, and what does that mean for fishing? That's why Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abrascato are in this morning.
That's right. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, captain of the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
You know, when Dalton does this show with me, when Sean and Sean's absence, the first thing he tells me when he calls, he goes, look, I don't know anything about fishing, so you're going to have to do the deal. Dalton, you just described exactly what's going on right now, brother. You know more about it than you think you do.
Thank you. I'll start my own charter company. We'll compete.
Last week, early in the week, we're fishing with thermals and beanies and gloves on. The last two, 3 days, we've been in shorts and T-shirts. Going to be right back to the thermals again early next week, man.
So what does that do to the fish?
We had a time earlier this week. I looked at it with from Tuesday of last week to Tuesday of this week. The water temperature came up 10 degrees. 10 degrees. That may not sound like a lot to us, but to a fish, that's a lot.
Big time. So what do they do, Bobby? We talk about this warm-up.
The big thing they do is they don't stay put. You know, when you start getting swings like that, instead of, you know, probably when we did the show last week, we were talking a lot about ledge fishing and river channel fishing, catching everything on jigs. Well, by the end of last week, it was back to popping corks. We caught them in kind of mid-depths on popping corks today, as well as slick lures and that sort of thing. And, you know, and 4 to 7 feet of water, and that's exactly what they do. Is they spread out of those channels and just get spread out. You know, they're comfortable up in the mid depths and shallow water. They're still going to be near the river channels, but they're going to be comfortable up on the flat. So that's exactly what they do. And then with that, you have to adjust your tactics. Go ahead and cut the jigs off and put slick lures and top waters and popping corks on, and that's what you're going to do when you're fishing, you know, flatsy type of fishing.
Hey, Captain Bobby, let's talk about this. Of course, we're talking about speckled trout and kind of focused on speckled trout this time of year. But
and
you know,
what is there else to talk about? I mean, you know?
Who are you talking to? How long have we known? What other trout do I want to talk about? You catch any white trout and you catch any redfish?
Well, redfish for sure. Yeah, we've had some redfish. Mainly what I'm doing right now, redfish are kind of a bycatch, but they're in there with these. Some of the areas I'm fishing right now, the tidal rivers, are not where I typically go to catch white trout, even though you still could catch them. They can be caught. I'm telling you, the water up in the bay is so clear. It's as clear in some of the areas as I've ever seen it, as long as I've been fishing, which means that,
wow,
you know, if you were to go down at the lower end of the bay and fish some of that structure, which is where you want to catch white trout, they're going to be there because the water is just so salty right now in that structure. So if you wanted to target something like sheephead, white trout, and that sort of thing, some of that structure down at the lower end of the bay would be a great place to do that.
Sounds fantastic. Let's talk about this as well, whether somebody wants to get a trip booked with you right now or maybe get a gift certificate to give to themselves or somebody else for Christmas. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and Miss Kim will get you fixed up. And then while you're doing that, you can check us out now on Dig This Instagram at ateamfishing. I'm going to have some cool pictures from my trips this week. I got the legendary Jim Thompson and Jim Living with me today. I'm going to have pictures of them with some real nice fish up there on the Instagram page. So check that out if you get a chance. A-Team Fishing.
I've been so impressed with your Instagram. I'm going to talk to you about that next week, Cap Bobby. You've done well. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and McConnell Automotive GMC, and they are just east of 65 on Dolphin Street.